You're listening to ESL Podcasts English Cafe, number 89. This is ESL Podcasts English Cafe, episode 89. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com and download a learning guide for this episode that contains all of the vocabulary, definitions, cultural notes, additional definitions not discussed on the podcast, and a complete transcript of this episode. In this episode, we'll talk about airport X-ray machines, part of airport security, and what that means for those who travel. We're also going to talk about the Guinness Book of World Records and what you can find in there. And as always, we'll answer a few questions. Let's get started. As you know, many airports in the United States and in other countries have more security now. They are more careful about checking people before they come in to the airport. One of the newest ways of doing that is using an X-ray machine when you go through the security checkpoint. A checkpoint, checkpoint, one word, is when you have to stop and have your luggage, your bags, checked to make sure that you are not carrying anything dangerous. Right now, if you go to an American airport, you will have to walk through a metal detector. This is a machine that detects or checks to see if you have any metal objects, like a gun, for example. The officers or guards will also take your bags and put them in an X-ray machine. An X-ray machine is one that allows you to see through the outside material to look at anything that might cause a problem. Well, they are now thinking about, in some American airports, of making humans go through a special X-ray machine. It's called a body scanning machine. To scan, C-A-N, means to look at. You can also use the verb to scan to mean to look at something very quickly. But here it means to look at your body with this machine. Traditionally, if the police or security officers think that you might have some dangerous object, after you walk through the metal detector, they may do what's called a pat down, P-A-T-D-O-W-N. A pat down is when the officer takes his or her hands and puts them on the outside of your body and touches your body from the top down to the bottom of your legs to see if you have anything dangerous that you are hiding. The X-ray machine is supposed to replace these pat-downs and make it more efficient for the security officers to look at your body and see if there is any dangerous object on it. Some people are against these new machines. They think that they are a violation of the privacy, their personal rights of people not to have someone looking at their body. The word privacy, P-R-I-V-A-C-Y, comes from the word private, and it means secret or not letting anyone else know about your own personal things. Other people say that it's better than trying to pat down everyone or doing strip searches. A strip search is when you go into a special room and you have to take your clothing off completely. Some people are saying that the X-ray machine would be a better way to do this. Right now, however, there are only a couple of airports in the United States that are testing this new system. So it's still something very new and experimental. Typically, when you go into a U.S. airport and you go to the security checkpoint, you have to put your bags through the X-ray machine. You have to take your shoes off and your jacket off and put those through the X-ray machine, usually. Then you walk through the metal detector that sees or checks to see if you have any metal objects. And then if you have a metal object on you, if the metal detector goes off, then you have to be checked more carefully. When we say the metal detector goes off, we mean it makes a sound or an indication that you might have some metal on you. And that is when the security officer will do a pat down, or sometimes they have a special hand metal detector called a wand, W-A-N-D. And they take this wand, which is maybe a 12-inch or 16-inch piece of metal, like a stick, and they put it around your body. They go up and down your arms and your legs to make sure that you don't have any metal objects on you. If you do have to go through security at an American airport, it's very important not to try to make a joke with the security officers. Don't try to be funny. They don't like that, and they usually give people more problems if you try to be funny. So just be serious and walk through, and you shouldn't have any problems, at least at the security checkpoint. Our next topic is something you may be familiar with, called the Guinness Book of World Records. The Guinness Book of World Records is what we would call a reference book. A reference book is a book that gives you information, such as a dictionary, an encyclopedia, a catalog of colleges and universities. All of these would be reference books. And if you go to a library, a public library or a school library, they'll have a special reference section. Sometimes they will have a special person working in that section called the reference librarian. Reference books usually cannot be removed from the library building. The Guinness Book of World Records is a book of achievements that people have made, people who have climbed many mountains, or people who have done other things for the longest amount of time, or done something at the highest level. The Guinness Book also has world records of natural phenomenon, that is, the highest mountain, the longest river, and so forth. The Guinness Book was originally started back in the 1950s by someone who worked for the Guinness Brewery, a brewery, B-R-E-W-E-R-Y, is a place that makes beer, an alcoholic drink. Guinness is still a very famous beer from Ireland. If you drink beer, you probably have heard of it. Well, the director of the Guinness Brewery had this idea of starting a book that had all of these world records in it, and he talked to some people at the universities there and decided in 1954 to compile what became known as the Guinness Book of World Records. To compile, C-O-M-P-I-L-E, means to put together or to put in one place many different facts. The book was sold in the bookstores. It was what you might call a surprise hit. When we say something is a hit, we mean it is very popular. A song can be a hit. It can be a popular song. A movie can be a hit. You can say Titanic was a hit movie. Of course, Titanic also hit the iceberg. That's a different use of the verb hit. But as an adjective, hit means successful. So the book was a surprising success, a surprise hit. It began to sell many, many copies. Later on, the Guinness Company decided to open some museums in several cities throughout the world. You can visit the Guinness World Records museums. These are in places such as Tokyo, here in Los Angeles, in the Hollywood neighborhood of Los Angeles. We have one of these small museums. I have never actually been to the Hollywood Museum. I'm not sure if it's really something I would find very interesting. If you pick up the Guinness Book of World Records, you will find lots of interesting facts. Some of these are important pieces of information. For example, the largest country in the world by population, meaning that has the most number of people, that of course is China. The smallest by population is Vatican City, which is the home of the Catholic Church in Italy, the world capital, you could say. The largest city in population would be the Tokyo area. The most popular language in the world is Mandarin Chinese. Over 1 billion people speak Mandarin Chinese. But the most widespread spoken language is probably English, at least if you think of first and second language speakers. There are also some very unimportant facts. For example, the world's longest hot dog, which is a round piece of meat that is very popular in the U.S., especially if you go to a baseball game. They always have hot dogs for sale. The longest hot dog was 104 feet, 9 inches. No one really cares about that, but that's the kind of what we would call trivia you can find in the Guinness Book of World Records. Trivia, T-R-I-V-I-A, is an unimportant fact, something that isn't necessarily something you need to know to survive in the world, but might be interesting to know. You may be interested in knowing what our questions are for today, so let's get to that. Our first question comes from Co, C-O, originally from Vietnam, now living in California. Co wants to know the meaning of the expression under siege, S-I-E-G-E. Under siege is when you have soldiers, people in the army, or police officers who surround an area. It could be a large area, such as a city. It could be a small area, such as a building. And they prevent anyone from leaving or going into the area. That's to be under siege. Sometimes we use it, however, in a more general way. You might say, for example, I felt like I was under siege when the lawyers kept asking me all the difficult questions. So it's like you're being attacked. Sometimes we use under siege to mean to be attacked by someone, to be criticized or to have negative things said to you. It also has the more traditional meaning of when the police or the military surround an area so that no one can leave it or get into it. Our second question comes from Kesia, K-E-S-I-A, down in Brazil. Kesia wants to know the meaning of an expression, runs like butter. For example, what does the sentence, the school runs like butter, mean? This is not a very common expression, but it means operates without any problems or functions very smoothly without any problems. So if you say the school runs like butter, you mean it doesn't have any problems when it is operating. Butter, B-U-T-T-E-R, is something that you might put on your sandwich on a piece of bread. It comes from a cow originally. It's often white or yellow. The word butter is sometimes used as an adjective informally to mean very smooth. And that's the meaning that we have here. Our next question comes from Si-Hyung, S-I-H-Y-U-N-G, from somewhere, I'm not sure where, the moon perhaps. In episode 245 of ESL Podcast, there's a sentence that Si-Hyung didn't understand. The woman in the dialogue says, I've been trying to set up my good friend with one of my single girlfriends. The question is, how can this woman be someone who has a girlfriend, Since girlfriend is normally someone who's in a romantic relationship, the same is true for boyfriend. This woman is already married. Normally this is true, that we use the word girlfriend to mean someone who you are in a romantic relationship with. However, women sometimes call their own female or woman friends girlfriends. Men, however, never call their male friends boyfriends. You would call your male friends your buddies, perhaps, B-U-D-D-I-E-S. You could also say your guy friends, G-U-Y, which refers to a man often, but you would never say a boyfriend. So girlfriend can mean a romantic partner, or if a woman is using the term, it's usually about another female friend that she has. Boyfriend, however, only means a romantic partner. So thank you, Siyoung, wherever you are, for that question. Our final question comes from Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A, originally from Argentina, now living in Los Angeles. Claudia wants to know the meaning of the expression to trade, T-R-A-D-E, up. What does it mean to trade up? To trade up means to exchange or sell something that you have in order to get a better kind of that same thing. We often use this expression in talking about cars or houses. For example, if you own a small car, you may say, I want to trade up. I want to get a bigger, more expensive car. Or if you live in a small house, you may say that you are thinking of trading up to a bigger house in Beverly Hills. If you have a question for ESL Podcast, you can email us. Our email address is ESLPOD @ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say.
This podcast is copyright 2007 by the Center for Educational Development.